Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The Sioux City Public Museum, the Sioux City Arts Center, and the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center have all announced plans today to reopen to the public on July 7th. All of the facilities have been closed since March due to COVID-19 concerns. Each will have new hand sanitizing stations and will require social distancing. Facility personnel will be required to wear face masks. Visitors are also encouraged to wear masks. And because of the coronavirus, the Sioux City International Film Festival will have to wait until next year. Today, festival organizers announced they plan to reschedule the 16th annual event for the first week of October 2021 at the Promenade Theater. They said it would be too hard to recreate the atmosphere of the festival in a virtual setting. And COVID-19 continues to spread in the tri-state area. Siouxland District Health today reports 9 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County and no new deaths. The state says there has been an additional death for a total of 43 in Iowa and 3,100 positive cases. There are 690 deaths statewide and just over 26,000 positive cases. That's an increase of more than 250 in a 24-hour period. And within weeks of Governor Kim Reynolds agreeing to allow bars and restaurants to open to customers, Iowa's two major college towns are seeing spikes in coronavirus cases among young adults. And that's raising concerns among local health officials and prompting some businesses to again close their doors. Some business owners in Ames and Iowa City are now unsure what to do as cases rise. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.